Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 12th of September. The US August consumer price inflation data contained no real surprises. Durable goods price inflation is accelerating. In the 29 months to April of this year, durable goods prices were in deflation territory. Since then, the inflation rate has turned positive, and it's hovering a little below 2% year over year. That was to be expected, of course. Because these are less frequent purchases, the perception of this inflation by consumers is likely to be more muted. It's something that erodes spending power, but it does not necessarily change day-to-day behaviour. The increase in inflation for food consumed at home is different. Food prices leapt compared to last month. The monthly change is the highest in almost 3 years. And for specific items like beef, coffee, and bananas, the price increase is very significant and likely to be very visible to consumers. Obviously, there are specific reasons. A poor harvest for coffee, the fact that most coffee and all bananas are imported, and so on. This means that the price increases are not symptomatic of a general imbalance in the US economy, rather relative price changes caused by peculiar circumstances. But consumers will notice. This brings us to the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll. Of itself, this is not worth bothering with particularly. Sentiment polls are riven with political bias, and the inflation expectations section will be guided by food and fuel prices rather than the actual price burden faced by US households. However, the partisan breakdown is always illustrative, especially on the inflation expectations side. The question is whether partisan bias is being overcome by economic circumstances. Confidence in a particular economic scenario changes if rising food and fuel prices push up Republican inflation expectations, or if changing perceptions about import prices lead to lower Democrat inflation expectations. From the UK, we have the monthly GDP data for July. This data is just noise, but it fuels political noise, which is rather unfortunate. The UK economy has been the strongest performing G7 economy year to date, and so how growth fares at the start of the second half is of interest. Whether the monthly GDP data is of any use in telling economists what growth is doing at the start of the second half is a very uncertain point. The July trade balance data needs to be considered in the context of precious metal flows, which have been rather complicated of late. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we get final Spanish and French consumer price inflation. Do we care? Listener, we do not. There is also a pontification of ECB speakers. Do we care? Almost certainly not. The declaration that policy is currently in a good place, made yesterday, does not foster many expectations for interesting insights or controversial outlooks from the speakers today. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.